Yoshua Perek Zion Pasuk Chaf. So Achan has been identified as the guilty party who violated the Cherem on Yericho. Achan tried, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which describes this entire story of Achan, Sanhedrin Mem Gimel and Mem Dalet, Achan tried to defend himself and say it wasn't me, and this is not going according to the rules of the Torah for how witnesses have to testify. But finally, as the entire Jewish people seem to be splitting into pro and anti-Achan sides, Achan finally crumbles. Vayan Achan es Yehoshua vayomar, pasachaf. And so Achan answered Yehoshua, and he said, Amna, like the word Amen, it is true, indeed. Anochi chatasi la Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I have sinned against Hashem, the God of Yisrael, v'chazos v'chazos asisi, and thus I have done, as he is going to explain. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he says, chazos v'chazos, because this wasn't the first time. Moshe Rabbeinu had said, V'hacharam t'esareihem, when we were fighting the Amori out in Sichon Og territory, we were going to destroy their cities, and Achan stole from there too. So he was a habitual repeat offender, Achan was. But he says, it's true, it was me, I admit it. And according to Chazal, according to the Amoraim in Masechta Sanhedrin, he received kapara for this, and he was forgiven his averus and did not lose his olam haba, unlike other people mentioned later on in Nach who will lose their olam haba. Chaf Aleph. So what did he do? Va'era bashalol. And I saw among the spoils, among the booty of Yericho, I saw some things I could not resist. I saw aderes shinar achas tova. I saw a fine Babylonian cloak from Shinar, from Babylon. Umosayim shkolim kesef, and 200 silver shekels. Ulishon zahav echad chamishim shkolim mishkalo, and one strip of gold, known in ancient times as a tongue of gold, kind of a tongue-shaped strip of gold, that was 50 shekel in weight. Va'echmedem va'ekachem. And I desired them. I had chemed. I had a taiva for them. And so I took them. And they are buried in the earth inside my tent. The tents were on dirt. And in the dirt inside my tent, they are buried underground. And the silver is below them. Achan realized, as he was there in Yericho, he was convincing himself, the Mefarshim say. He was rationalizing. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we are going to get spoils from the land. So I'm just taking what is my due. But Achan realized that although we were going to get the spoils from Canaan, a Navi cannot contradict the statement in the Torah, but they can suspend whether or not you can grab those particular spoils. And then Yehoshua had declared a ban, and he knew he was supposed to obey the ban, but greed and temptation were too much for him, and he had taken them and buried them in his tent, which means his family, as the Gemara says, knew as well and kept silent. So they are also culpable, because Yehoshua had announced far and wide to everybody, bring forth the culprit, but they hadn't stepped forward. Chaf Beis, Vayishlach Yehoshua Malochim, and without letting Achan go and try to hide anything, he sent out messengers, Vayarutzo ha'ohela, and they ran to the tent because they were also worried that Shevet Yehuda was going to hide the evidence as soon as the word got out. And immediately, v'hine temuna ve'ahalo ve'akesef tachteha. The cloak, the gold were buried under the tent in the earth, and the silver underneath, exactly as Achan had said. Some say that everything he stole was from Avodah Zarah. They were silver idols with golden tongues, literally, with a robe spread in front of them. So he was committing averos in several different Torah commandments as well. He was turning towards idols. He was coveting silver and gold. He was bringing a toeva into his own household by bringing an idol in. So he had committed a wide variety of averos here on this measure. So the malachim, the messengers, took these items from the tent, Vayabiyum el Yehoshua, the El Kol B'nai Yisrael, and they brought them to Yoshua and to all of Klal Yisrael by Yatzikun Lifnei Hashem, and they spread them out before Hashem, before the Mishkan, to show everybody. So all of those people who had been arguing that Achan was right and Achan was innocent and he was just an innocent victim of a miscarriage of justice, it was all done right in front of everybody. Vayikach Yoshua es Achan ben Zerach. So Yoshua took Achan, the son of Zerach, that's Hakesef, that's Haderes, and he took the silver and the cloak, that's Lashon HaZohav, and the tongue strip of gold, that's Bonav, that's Benosav, and his sons and his daughters, that's Shoro and his ox, that's Chamoro and his donkey, that's Tsono and his sheep, that's Ohalo and his tent, that's Kol Asherlo, and all of his possessions, B'chol Yisrael Imo, and all the Jewish people were with him, Bayalu Osam Emek Achor, and he brought them up to the valley of, literally, the valley of trouble. And so everything was brought up, all of the possessions. The entire people had to witness Achan's punishment. He is compared, in the Gemara, they say, some say his name was Achan, some say his name was Zimri, and the other name was a nickname. And those who say his name was Achan, they say they called him Zimri because his sin was going to be expiated in public in front of the Jewish people, just as Zimri's was. Others say his name was Zimri and he was called Achan She'ichein because he revealed the sins. He was like a snake who brought only trouble to the Jewish people. Pasuk Chaf Hei Vayomer Yehoshua Me'achar Tonu. So Yehoshua said, how much you have troubled us. As you have caused trouble for us, Ya'akorcha Hashem Bayom Hazeh. Hashem so will cause you trouble this day. Vayirgamu Oso Kol Yisrael Evan. And so the Jewish people stoned him. Vayisrafu Osam Ba'esh. And they burned them in the fire. Vayiskalu Osam Bo'avonim. And they were stoned with stones. So why is he getting skila? He was promised sreifa. So the Gemara discusses what happened. Many people say he eventually got skila because that was the atonement for the sin of being mechal Shabbos. Other people say it was skila and sreifa. What does it mean they were burned? Most people say that it was the possessions, but not the family. The family was not burned and killed, but the family was forced to witness all of this to understand the incredible gravity of the Avera that he had been responsible for committing. So he did tshuva, and as a result, he received a kapara with his death. But he still had to be punished with the death penalty, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said was going to happen. He was granted his portion in the world to come by Yakimu Olav, last pasuk in Perek Zayin, Chavav, by Yakimu Olav Gal Avonim Gadol. And so they raised upon the place where he was executed a great heap of stones. Ad Hayom Hazeh, and it stood until the point where this Sefer was written, after Yeshua's death, quite a few years later. By Yoshav Hashem Micharon Apo, and Hashem ceased to be angry, turned away from his anger. Al kein kara shem hamakom ahu emek achor ad hayom hazeh. And therefore, this place is called the Valley of Trouble for all time, or at least for a continuation of that time. This constituted the removal of the cherem from the midst of the Jewish people, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded. The pile of stones was a reminder for all future generations that when one Jewish person commits an Avera, the entire Jewish people suffer as a result. Hashem's anger is appeased, and so now that the protection over the Jewish people is continuing, the conquest of the land can go on from here.